Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation broadcast this morning. We have another exciting topic that we'll be bringing forth today. We thank everyone that have stopped by the broadcast this morning. And before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for each person that will tune in, whether on the archive, on Facebook, Twitter, or will call in this morning. We give you the praise this morning. We give you the glory. Let it be something that come from the Lord that we said today that will help someone on their journey today, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today we're going to be talking about an important word that a lot of people really don't have time for or want to talk about is patience. The reward of a patient, of waiting patiently. You know, we often feel like our prayers are ineffective, that our cries of distress go unheard, and that he takes no heed of them. We pray honestly and sincerely, but it seems as if there is no answer. When this happens, we begin to doubt our faith. Or even worse, we begin to question the purpose and the value of our prayer. You know, wherefore, see, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And our tag words today we'll be using throughout our broadcast is reward, patience, and prayer. I know you have come across people in your everyday life that have no patience. They don't have patience with people on the job, people in the grocery store, people on the road. They don't have patience with their family members. They don't have patience with children. Just think about it, patience today. And you know, that's one of the fruits of the Spirit, is patience. You know, over in Psalms 41 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. You know, when you think about that, we have to realize that God is all-knowing, and consequently, he views life from the perspective of eternity. You, on the other hand, cannot see beyond the present with any measure of certainty. He knows everything that awaits you today as well as in the dear future and the distant future. Consequently, God answers to your prayers, taking into consideration what will be best for you. That's for today, tomorrow, and all the days after. Therefore, God also sometimes needs to lay a restraining hand on your impulsive spirit. We're going to talk about that for a little bit. You know, when we pray and we go into God for something, we automatically want things to just poof, fall in our feet automatically. Or when we pray, we think when we wake up, if God wakes us up and willing to wake us up, everything's supposed to be hunky-dory. But sometimes, patience, he have to give all of us patience to be able to wait on him. Because some things that we asking for is not of God, or God is not wanting us to have it. And further down the road, when you find out, you say, God, I thank you that I waited, because what I kept asking you for, that really wasn't, I thought that's what I wanted. But when it boiled down to it, I understand that was what I wanted. Everybody said, oh, you should get that, you know, wait on that. Then when you did wait on God, you found out you had a better reward from God, and then you going out there doing it yourself. When you're driving down the road, how many times all of us, not just me, all of us, we behind somebody going real slow, and we say, won't they pick up speed? I'm using some examples today on patience. And we say, well, won't they pick up speed? They're going too slow. Won't they get in another lane? That's patience. Don't you know further down the road, by you going slow or slower behind the person, when you got up there, it was a bad wreck that the Lord prevented you from being in. He spared your life, your car, your peace of mind. We have to learn how to wait on God. We all have went through that phase and still going through it, waiting on God. Be patiently. Why are you waiting? You know, how often does this by withholding the answer to your prayer until the time is right? You know, we'll pray. You tell people, well, I've been praying for this and I've been praying for that, and it have never come to pass. Well, it wasn't time to come to pass if that's what God intended for you to have. Just keep praying and just give it to God and go on doing what he wants you to do. We have to be patiently waiting. That way, when it come up, we can have that big reward from God. And you can say, I am so glad I'm glad I didn't jump up and go sign papers for that house. That's not the house I want. Or that house I didn't realize had all them problems with it. Or that house had some things that I didn't even see until once I moved in. I'm just using some example on having patience. You wanted a brand new car, but you couldn't wait. You had to go down there, get yourself in debt, do this and do that. I'm just using some things today that would juggle your mind on thinking of patience. And God is saying, I need you to wait another month, or I got something better in store for you. But you run down there, ended up with a lemon. You can't even give it away. What's more, get it fixed. So that means you didn't wait on God. You just took it. You let flesh went in the way. So we got to let flesh know, I'm not going to do anything till God tell me what to do. I'm patiently waiting, me myself, on some things God is working out for my good right now. And while I'm waiting on it, I'm doing other things he had me to do. But until he manifests himself, I'm patiently waiting. I'm not jumping off on the bandwagon because everybody else is doing this or everybody go and do that. That ain't what God said. He said for you to wait. You know, patience involves empathy. You know, patience may enable an individual to tolerate flaws in others. You know, you always looked at people and you didn't realize you had a flaw yourself. Somebody pointed out if you didn't realize your flaw, but you sitting down having flaws and picking out flaws in somebody else. You got to have patience. Therefore, displaying more you need to have more generosity with people. Have more compassion. Have more mercy and forgiveness. All this coming under the heading of patience. That's right. Generosity. Compassion. Some people say, oh, you're just so compassionate over fear. Well, I try to be what God wants me to be, not what flesh and the people want me to be. But I want to be what God have called me to, what he have groomed me, what he have put on the inside of me. That way I can wait on what he have for me. It's no use of me running out there before time and get my heart broken, get my face all turned upside down, my health, my body. No, just wait patiently. And while you're waiting, God see you waiting patiently. You're staying compassionate. You're staying humble. You know, you're staying in the place God has put you. So you can patiently wait on God. And, you know, patience help us achieve our goal. Don't you know when you're waiting patiently, you can be successful in the goal that God has for you? But if you take off on your own, you haven't had chance to see what the outcome going to be. you haven't had a chance to let God work on your behalf. And we're talking about the reward of patience. Wait. And when we wait on God, my, better things are coming our way. If we just, sometimes, you know, while we're waiting, he'll push us along. He'll put us in a direction he wants us to go in, because we may be lagging in one area, and he'll put a little fire upon us and send us in another direction. I don't mean we ourselves, but I mean the Lord, you know. And sometimes he often does this by withholding the answer to your prayer. See, what you've been praying for, it may be for you, but it may not be time for it. So that means you need to wait a little while longer for the answer. Never become impatient with God or try to anticipate his answer. How many people you know are? Quick draw McGraw, I would say. Always becoming impatient with God or try to anticipate his answer. We don't know what God's answer is going to be till he give it to us. So it's no reason sitting down surmising or thinking, well, this is the way God's going to do it, and God's going to do this. No, you don't know which way God's going to do it until he do it. So that's why we have to have patience on waiting, whether it's a job, whether it's a spouse, whether it's our family members. We want to be saved. We pray for them day and night that they will accept the Lord Jesus Christ. But in God's timing, there's some flaws and things going on in their individual. God is steadily working some kinks out, just like with us. He has to work some things out on us before we're able to get the blessing. But we want to run off before the Lord. Impatient, impatient. I see people in the grocery store. There's three people in front of them. They don't want to wait, so they'll leave their whole basket of groceries and go somewhere else because they're in a big hurry. Well, we can't hurry God. We can't be in a big hurry. We have to have patience. We sit at the airline waiting. Some of us have to wait an hour, some two, some three, because something may have happened. God is sparing us from something. So when we got to sit there and wait patiently, take you some extra things with you. Take you a book to read. Take you a puzzle book. Just different things to keep yourself occupied, because while we waited, you don't know what might happen. Right at that airport, somebody might walk up and give you $1 million. Or somebody, you don't know where that angel at that's unaware. Somebody, you have to be in the right place at the right time. But if you ain't got patience to sit there and wait till God give you what he going to give you, you're going to miss your blessing. And you don't want to miss your blessing. You know, patience is linked to good health. Don't you know when you have enough patience, you can have good health? You're not worrying about the doctor going to say this, the doctor going to say that. You already know, I'm healed by his stripes. I was wounded for his transgression. And with his stripes, we are healed. You're going to have patience with everything. There's no way we can go around this world without some patience. Because everything is not going to suit us all the time. Everything is not going to fall in place all the time. You woke up this morning, you may have a whole list that you went to bed with God and labored you to get up this morning, that thanks what you wanted to do. But you're impatient because you couldn't get your car started. I'm just using different examples. You couldn't get off and do the things you wanted to do right then and there. That means patience. We have to practice patience. You know, a lot of people pray for patience. They better be ready when it comes, because you're going to go through some stuff in this life going to cause you to rethink that thing on patience. So you better just go with the flow of God and be patient until he give you what you want, a pay raise, for example, a better living condition, something you've been wanting in your house and you didn't know how you was going to get it. You might have wanted a living room set, a bedroom set, a dining room set, a refrigerator, a new stove, but you got patient. You may not have the money right now, so that means you got to be impatient right now, not going off that clock, but stay patiently to do what God has called you to do. You know, patience is to be calm no matter what happens. Have faith to be to believe. When you have patience, you can be calm no matter what happens. You know, some people you see going through stuff, they fall. Excuse me, it's cut off. So-and-so didn't call them exactly, precisely 10 o'clock. They're impatient. On the other end, you don't know what that person may have entailed trying to get to the phone for 10 o'clock. Or on their way, something could have happened, and they couldn't call you right then. So you have to learn how to be patient with God. For sure, be patient with your fellow man. Some people real slow on doing things, and we trying to get them to pick up some speed, do this and do that. But we got to let them go at their own pace until they can do better. And when you see them doing better and coming up to where God want them, you say, oh, my, my, they have been really dealing with some patience. I see what's going on with them. And, you know, at the end, it will all work out in the end while you are waiting. No matter what it is God has for you to do, you can wait on God. No matter how big the task is, God know your limitation. He know already. He know whether you're going to stay woke or you're going to fall asleep. Patience. He know whether you're going to get up and go get you something to eat or you're going to sit there and wait on him to tell you what to eat. Patience. You know, it's a variety of things on patience we could talk about today. You know, the extent of your patience will be determined by the value you placed on what you want as well. That's a mouthful right there. The extent of your patience will be determined by the value you placed on what you want as well as the weight you place. When you think about that, I mean, God is just so good. God is just so good. He is so good, so good, so good, so good. And he knows how much we can bear already. He knows what we can stand and what we can't. But are we going to have patience enough to wait on God? Or are we going to get up and just run off half-cocked? We haven't got all the situation. Have you been in a conversation with people and they can't wait for you to finish talking to tell you what went on, what happened, the therefore, waffles, and so they take over the conversation. They run on off half-cocked. They don't have all the information. I know you all have been in company with people that do that. You're on your job. You're trying to ring up your customer as fast as you can, but instead of jaw-jacking or somebody coming in and say, ah, nah, bah, 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 bah. Well, how long are you going to be here? Why you got all them coupons? Well, why didn't you come early in the morning? Patience. Everybody running, going nowhere. Have you ever seen on the road the people from the policeman's on down, they run past you and go into the next block to get a donut or a cold drink or a bottle of water. But you almost wrecked trying to pull over so they could pass. Put their light on it. When you realize, when you get up to the next corner, you see them sitting there drinking a Coke and eating a donut. And here somebody almost hit you or they almost hit you. So people got to learn, period, patience. Nobody want to have patience no more. Everybody want to run through the bank, run through the store, run through the grocery store, boom, 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 rush, rush, rush. No patience, no patience. Nobody want to stand in line behind nobody, got too much groceries, or they got this or that. Patience. We're talking about patience today. And, you know, as you value your place of your relationship with God, stop thinking about why am I with God, with my patience and my relationship with God. Am I doing what God has called for me to do, and I'm doing it in a timely manner? Am I doing what he say do, or am I doing what I want to do? Where the job may take 2 hours, I'm trying to rush it in 20 minutes. No, what you have to do is going to take about 2 hours. So that means the other person got a time approximately how long it's going to take for this particular job to go forward. But we in our carnal mind wanted to push it up faster. We want to take all kind of shortcuts and miss out at the very end on what God had for us, that nugget. So we have to realize when we're talking about the rewards of patience, wait, and that's what we have to do. We have to wait on God. You know, patience is a virtue. You know, being patient is a part of trusting in God. Are you trusting in God today while you're being patient? Or are you trying to rush God? Okay, God, this should have been done yesterday. Okay, God, why haven't this happened? Okay, God, well, he's steadily telling you, hold on. I haven't forgotten. I'm coming, but it's got something more pressing before you. And, you know, you think about how often does this, by withholding the answer to your prayer until the time is right. Never become impatient with God or try to anticipate his answer. Seek his presence in prayer and contemplation and become still before him. In his own perfect time, he will reveal him to you. He will answer your yearning crisis for him. No matter how much you cry out, just stay there. Pause there. He's right there at your rescue. And he let you know, rest, my child. I have a reward for you. Just be patient. Have compassion. Show generosity. You know, the extent of our faith is the extent of our prayer. The strength of our hope is the strength of our prayer. And the warmth of our hope is the warmth of our prayer. So here we're still talking about the reward of patience, waiting. We got to wait on God. We can't run off half-cocked. We got to wait on God. No matter on your job, your boss telling you he wants you to go somewhere, there, well, you got to wait on him. You ready pronto, but somebody may call him back on the job or something. So we got to wait. Learn how to wait on God. You'll get a bigger reward when you work. You know, trusting in God as our life circumstances are not always what we prefer. You know that for yourself personally. All the things that you're doing and you've been through, circumstances, we have to learn to have patience. We got to rely on the word of God like never before. We got to give him all the praise, give him all the glory. And you know, reward, being patient, like I said, is a part of and our life circumstances are not always what we prefer. Rewards of patience is good times. Good things come to those who wait. Just think about it. If you just wait on God, have the patience to wait on God, don't you know he will open those doors that's been closed against you? You're sitting there trying to make waves. You're racking your brain. How I'm going to do this? How I'm going to do that? But God is letting you know, I got this all under control. All I need you to do is just have a little more faith and a little more faith. Faith and the patience to be able to do what God have called you to do. And you will be surprised how things will work out just doing what God have called you to do. That means patiently waiting for God. And see, we can wait. We say we can't. Yes, we can. We've been waiting over 2,000 years. The world is coming to the end. Jesus is coming. How long you been here? That? But when you think about it, that day is coming. But will you be ready? Will you be patient? Or will you be doing stuff that you have no business doing? So today our broadcast was on the reward of patience. Patiently waited upon God. We patiently waited on God. We can't do nothing without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have to wait on him to do our everything. And coming up to our closing, the extent of our faith is the extent of our prayer. The strength of our hope is the strength of our prayer. And the warmth of our love is the warmth of our prayer. You know, oh hear, oh prayer, everyone has to draw near unto you. As our help in troubled time, you are tied to extreme, and yet you have always proven yourself to be faithful. God is always faithful. If he told you to wait on something, he told you he was going to bless you with something, you just have to wait on it. Because you don't know, that might be a test you're going through just by waiting. So today, our broadcast was on reward of patience and waiting. Our tag words was reward, patience, and prayer. I'm sorry. So when you think about patiently waiting on God to do what you need to get done, we have to wait on him. We have to be impatient. We can't run off half-cocked. We got to have that reward of patience where we know good things come to those who wait. That is our broadcast today. We know good things are coming our way because we are patiently waiting on God. But we are doing something. We're not at a standstill. We are working, doing different things he told us to do. But until he cracked the sky and said, servant, well done, thy good and faithful servant, you know, he's going to have all the crowns of wealth in our hands. The things we have down here is nothing compared to what God has for us in heaven. And we give God the praise and the glory for what he's doing and what he's going to do. So we're going to bid you farewell today. Hope you all have a beautiful and a lovely week today. Some people are on spring break, so all those out there on spring break, have a good spring break. Be careful of your surroundings. Watch your back, front, side to side. And until next week, we want everyone to be blessed. Have a wonderful and a wonderful week. On next week, I may come on with my broadcast. Now, I won't be able to come on with my broadcast next week because I'll be in school. So until the following week, I want you all to be blessed. I love each and every one of you. Like I always say, it's a cliche. If I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. So until next, the week after, you all be blessed. Have a wonderful day in the Lord and have patience. Wherever you need to go today, the line going to be long maybe. Have patience. Even in the grocery store, have patience. And until the following week, y'all be blessed.